This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Lately at Fresh Air, we've been making a lot of calls to our lawyer, seeking guidance over whether film clips, lyrics, and things our guests have said might be considered indecent by the FCC. The agency has of late been more aggressive in investigating allegations of indecency and profanity and has raised its fines tenfold to $325,000 per utterance. Last March, the FCC leveled fines against stations for broadcasting 9 programs, including CBS's Without a Trace, ABC's NYPD Blue, and a PBS documentary about the blues. Many broadcasters are confused about what the FCC now considers indecent and say the fines are having a chilling effect. We'll be talking to 4 people today, including an FCC commissioner. Let's start with Lewis Wiley, executive editor of the PBS documentary series Frontline. He'll explain how his show has been affected by recent FCC decisions. Lewis Wiley, welcome to Fresh Air. What are the recent FCC precedents that are affecting you in your work?
Well, the clearest one, of course, was the Bono decision. Back in the winter of 2005, we were preparing a company of soldiers, and in one scene there was an explosion, and the soldiers used the F word numerous times. In that scene, I think there were 6 uses. Well, the commission had just decided that the F word was presumably indecent, and we faced the problem that under the rules at the time, the use of that word could have resulted in $32,500 each time the word was used as the maximum fine. And if you teased it out, it would have come to $195,000 per station times the number of stations for a grand total of $35.1 million. Now, nobody at Frontline thought that there would even be complaints about the use of the F word in a battle situation in Iraq. But the lawyers and the executives who run the station have to be very concerned because they expose themselves to some liability.
Now, were you confident that if there was a complaint that the FCC would rule against you and fine you for that scene?
We weren't absolutely sure. They had not yet ruled on the case of Saving Private Ryan, which was a movie in which these words were used. They later ruled that Saving Private Ryan could be broadcast with the words included. So we then took it that if it was good enough for a movie, that we were probably protected in a documentary about the real thing. So the next line of questioning would be, well, could a soldier recalling a battle later using the F word, would that be permitted? And our colleagues at American Experience in 2 days in October decided to take that risk in which a soldier recalls a situation in Vietnam. But it's not clear if there should be a complaint, how the commission would rule in that case. And I think we're going to face this as a system when Ken Burns does his work this fall on World War II. And the question will be, if he includes soldiers recalling their experience, what are the parameters of language that would be permitted?
You've said that recent FCC decisions on indecency are leading to self-censorship, but that self-censorship has become an indirect form of government censorship. What do you mean?
Well, the government cannot come into our editing rooms and say, you know, what exactly we can use or what must be cut out. That would be direct censorship. That the First Amendment would certainly not permit that. But I believe that this is, in fact, a form of indirect government censorship because they're getting us to do their work. They're using the tool of the fear of these draconian fines to get us to step back from material that might be very valuable to a story. So I am concerned about what I would call maybe censorship by indirection, which is what is happening in my view.
Are there times when you have to make a decision about language or content on Frontline and you're just not sure, and your lawyers are unsure either, whether the FCC would think that this was indecent?
Well, I think there's a problem even prior to the FCC concerns that bothers me. I think producers are going to get the message very quickly that This is a problem area. They usually shoot 10 to 1 ratio. There's lots of material. And I am afraid the instinct is going to be to leave the problems on the cutting room floor. I don't think, I may not even know about it. Certainly the viewers may not know about it, how much a film might have been affected by the early cut that filmmakers make, the rough cut. There could be very powerful material that will never make it because in their mind, the atmosphere is one of self-censorship. So I think there's real danger here that a lot of our powerful drama, history, and public affairs documentaries will be dimmed. They certainly won't be destroyed, but they will be dimmed. And that's why I'm concerned about the application to the work we do.
I want to ask you to describe a difficult decision you had to make about the use of a word that starts with the letter P, and this is a word that could be used to describe a cat, it could be used to as a slang word to describe a woman's genitals, and it could also be used as a slang word for somebody who's just a wimp. So tell us what the situation was and how you made your decision about whether to keep in this P word or not.
There are an endless list of words that cause you to think hard about what might happen if you use them. In the week after the program about the company of soldiers in Iraq, we broadcast a program called The Soldier's Heart. And The Soldier's Heart was about the number of soldiers in Iraq who have had to seek medical counseling for psychological problems. And one veteran was talking to us about how it's very difficult for them to come forward. And he said the reason it's very difficult, and he gave a very clear case, he said, the reason is very difficult because in this particular case, a soldier wanted to seek help, and his commanding officer called him a particular name. And then he said he called him the F word with ING on it, and then the P word that you just mentioned. And we decided to bleep the F word because we had just put Company of Soldiers on and we didn't want to ask the stations to stand up again. But as you will readily understand, the P word was all about the definition of weakness, of being a coward, and that was the context it was used in. It was very powerful. If we had bleeped that word, you would have no idea of the power of the word's use. And so we left it in. But I can tell you now, and this is the one that I'm sure will come before the commission before long, there has been a complaint about it. There has been a complaint about it, despite its very clear context as a coward or unmanliness. So these are the difficulties we face, you know, and sometimes it can be hilarious. We broadcast a program called Country Boys. That ran from 9 to 11 over 3 nights, 6 hours of programming. Because 9 to 10 is outside of safe harbor, these young teenagers who use cuss words, I mean, this is part of being a teenager. We didn't let them use them between 9 and 10, but then between 10 and 11, it was okay. But trying to figure out just where we're going to come down in each of these particular cases can sometimes create bizarre results.
Right, and 9 and 10, the difference between 9 and 10 and 10 and 11 is that the FCC considers any time after 10 to be more of a, quote, safe harbor because children theoretically are in bed after 10 o'clock.
Yep.
So you're in the position of sometimes having to make decisions that seem ridiculous to you?
Well, not only me, but our colleagues. I mean, take, for example, in Masterpiece Theater in Prime Suspect, Helen Mirren, in one episode, she's furious. She comes out of a scene inside, and she gets into her car. She slams the door, and she's very angry, and she says the F word 6 times. Now, you see her lips moving, but you don't hear it. So is that a violation? Can you leave that in? It's a word that is very integral to the scene. She's angry. So we decided to broadcast that. That was broadcast, and there were no complaints. But you don't know what would happen in a different situation or the next time. Antiques Roadshow had a a nude photograph of Marilyn Monroe, a very rare photograph, an early one. This was a picture that was valued at $20,000. It was certainly an appropriate editorial choice for that series. But I can tell you there was a lot of thinking about how much of it we could show and whether we should show it at all. So eventually we did show it. And so far there have been no complaints, but that program is repeated a lot of times by stations around the country. And I wouldn't be surprised if it generated a complaint at some future point in time. So it isn't just Frontline, it's our drama series, it's our cultural programs, it's the history series. We're all under the same gun.
Well, Lewis Wiley, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Terry.
Lewis Wiley is the executive editor of the PBS documentary series Frontline.